Well, we have got some excited people up here, and I know there's some excited people out there also, because this is an opportunity that these five people have been waiting for, to be able to publicly declare their love for Christ. They have, in different ways, all come to see God's love for them. They've come to see how much God loves them in the sacrifice Christ made on the cross to pay for their sins and to open up the way for them to have a relationship with God, a relationship that they wanted, and that they responded to that by giving their hearts and lives to Christ. And it has filled them with joy. It has had some dramatic changes in some of their lives. And this is a time where they get to publicly say, I love you. I am yours. You died for me. And as I go under this water, this is a symbol that my life without you is over. And as I come up out of this water, I live for you and you alone. And they want to declare that before you, and they're excited to do it. So we're going to let them walk through. The first one is going to be Jonathan. He's going to start off with two of his sons, but he's going to do them one at a time. And this is really what we want. We want for parents to love and share the truth with their children and model that so that they want to live a godly life. And Jonathan, I'm going to just let you baptize them here.
Awesome. Thank you. This is my mini-me. This is Lennon. This is Kingston. I had the pleasure of leading Lennon personally to Christ, but then I've had the pleasure now of baptizing both my other two children, boys, into Christ. Kingston got saved 2 weeks ago, so he's 2 weeks old today in Sunday school here, and he's going to share a little bit about that story.
2 weeks ago from today, I was in class, and we were talking about when you get baptized, you can ask for forgiveness, and all your sins get washed away. And I asked if you haven't got saved yet, and you haven't got baptized yet, should you still ask for forgiveness? And she said yes. Miss Rhonda said yes, and Miss Rhonda asked me if I wanted to get. Have I made that decision? I said no. And she said, would you like to? And I said yes. Then I got saved.
Talking to him this week, he expressed that he had several questions that held him back. He said, you know, it's just hard for me to believe that there was only two people in the world, and that, like the beginning of the Bible says, and stuff like that. He had several questions that he's still going to have several questions. But he finally made that decision because someone asked, are you ready to make that decision? He was. So he gave his life to Christ, and we are excited about that. So with that confession of faith, I baptize you now, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if Kingston's my mini-me, this one's the one I want to be. This is Jackson. He has the most tender and compassionate heart of pretty much anyone I know. He's a year ago, he went with a good friend, Will Smith, not the Will Smith you're thinking of, but a different Will Smith, to their vacation Bible school they were having at their church. And at the point, he tells me that the pastor ran through the gospel message and opened the invitation and prayed through a prayer. And then they asked, for those that prayed that prayer, come back, we'd like to talk to you. And he said he went back, which was a step of faith, a step up and go, and he talked to them, and it said it was there, that talking to them, that he gave his life to Christ. And he's still figuring out what it means and how to follow, but he knows he's been called to follow him in baptism. So he's wanting to make a statement to you guys that he loves the Lord, and he's going to serve him the best he knows how. So, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. With that confession of faith, baptizing you now, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now we have, not mine, but this is Rebecca Fernandez, and she has been a joy to have. How long have you been coming to Eastwood now?
It's been about a year and a half,
I was going to say. And she has been a wonderful addition to our youth. She is very loving and very kind and very tender and compassionate. So we just went on a mission trip about 3 weeks ago. And it was there that the gospel presentation was being made at a block party we were hosting on a Tuesday night. And the pastor, Jason, was preaching on the four soils, that message. And Rebecca said that something about that struck her, and she knew God was calling her. And so she responded to that in obedience. She gave her life to Christ, and now she's coming to be baptized to say to you guys that she is a new follower, a new believer. Anything you want to add to that? She really wants to share, so. Well, with that, it's my privilege to baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You got a really proud mother with a huge smile on her face up here too, and it's been really great to watch God working in Rebecca's life as she's been here. About a month or so ago, I was telling them that I sit behind her sometimes in the youth, and Jonathan was talking, and he said who's on fire for God, and her hand just shot right up there, because she has been watching and seeing and listening. And hearing about how good God is, and she was ready to make that step when God called her, and it's a wonderful thing. And we were upstairs, and I don't think Barbara will mind me sharing that. We kind of always go around and let the people who are being baptized kind of let us know their story, why they're being baptized. When we were done, she goes, "Well, I just want to say something." She said, "I'm so happy, and I'm so filled with joy, because my daughter is giving her heart to Christ, and joining her and her husband in that faith, and that's the kind of joy that God wants us to have, and that's what we want for everyone to experience. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, I need to look this way. Next, we've got Ed Mano, and we've got Sean Hanslick's going to come down. You know, he's been instrumental in leading and just being. Being a brother in Christ to Ed to bring him to this point. And so I'm gonna let him take over here.
I remember when I met Bill, the very moment I met him, it was at a conference where he was teaching, and I'd never spoken to him before. And he spoke something in that teaching that has kind of been a defining truth in my life ever since. And it was that God makes some spirits that are meant to connect with one another to carry out his purpose. And we are all joined one in spirit in the body of Christ, but there are certain hearts, there are certain spirits that God just joins together to carry out his purpose. And that's what I see in Ed. We became friends really quickly, but when he truly decided to follow Christ, which this is an example of him just stepping out in obedience, God joined our spirits. He built us to be together, not just as friends and not just as brothers in Christ, but to be one in spirit to serve the kingdom and to carry out his purposes. And that is what I have seen in Ed, and I am just eternally grateful for that opportunity to be joined like that with him. And so in that spirit, I'm going to baptize him now.
Well, Ed, because of your profession in Christ, I am going to baptize you as my brother in Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And we have one more, and this is Stephanie Weiss. I'm going to let Stephanie step on down here. And I have known Stephanie for 2 years. Okay, good. My memory's not always that good, but I actually met Stephanie in the hospital, when she was in the hospital. And she has got a wonderful story of what God has done in her life. And every time I talk to her on the phone, which most of our conversations are on the phone, it just brings tears to my eyes because of what God has done in her life and how grateful she is for it and how she sees God transforming her life. And I asked her if she wanted to speak, and she said she was a little nervous. And she sent me this to kind of give me a guide to kind of talk like I usually do a little bit about it. Most people we baptize don't want to talk. But when I read it, I just thought, you know, I can't say any more perfectly than this. So I'm going to read it and ask you a few questions as we do. Surely she wouldn't be nervous about that. Step just a little bit closer. But I'm just going to read this to you, and I want you to hear her heart. And I hope you can just see the heart of worship that I see every time we talk. Before I trusted Christ, I was damaged, unsure, and confused with my own life. That's what the Bible calls being lost. I was living a life of destruction. That's what the Bible calls coming to yourself and realizing your separation from God and the consequences. I went through a lot of emotions along with head knowledge about Christ, but never really put him first. That's what it means when you recognize that Jesus has to be Lord before he's really Savior. Until through casual conversations with my friends Karen and Tina. In other words, God planted two believers in her path that loved and accepted and didn't judge her, but in whom, in casual contact, she could see the love of Christ and could see something different in their lives. And I realized that I truly needed the Savior Jesus Christ. That's a powerful statement right there. I had the head knowledge, but not the heart knowledge. Tina and I met, and she showed me in the Bible, and this is a long thing. You guys have been friends for a long time with all these seeds being sowed. But eventually, she came to the place where she was open. She wanted to know what was inside of Karen and inside of Tina. And she met with Tina, and she showed me in the Bible where the Lord loves me. And even if it was me, and I think what she means there is even if the reason she was separated from God wasn't God, it was her, he still loved me. That day, a couple of years ago, I went from head knowledge to heart knowledge. Since I have trusted Christ, I can honestly say that the Lord has done a tremendous work in my life. And through phone conversations, I have watched that transformation and that freedom. And it's wonderful. He has been there through it all. And you've been through a lot, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not doing a lot of talking here. You're just nodding your head.
Yes.
Yes, he has. As a matter of fact, looking back on things, Christ intervened in your life right at the time that you didn't know you were going to need him, but you were going to need him desperately.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I guess I'm going to do most of the talking here. No, that's good. She has multiple health situations that really struck her about a month after she gave her heart to Christ. And without him, I don't know what you would have done. But he saw you through that. He had surrounded you with people who loved you. He had put his presence in your life. You saw the vision of what your life could be and is. She has from different situations, from Ramsey's-Hunt's disease, to stroke, to ongoing health issues. She's had a lot of health issues, but you told me on the telephone this was an amazing thing. You're not afraid.
No.
The only thing she told me she was afraid of was not being who God wanted her to be. That's an amazing thing. But God, he has me in the palm of his hands. I gave him all the glory for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he is going to do in my life. The only thing I want to profess above all is that no matter what comes my way in this life, it is well with my soul. Well, that's amazing. to be in a place where you were a little skeptical and a little bit not really embracing of God and of those type of things, to come to a place where he is the center of your life, your joy, your hope, your faith, and your strength, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. And knowing you has been a wonderful experience. And it is my privilege to baptize you, my sister, in Christ. So because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, Stephanie, Stephanie, I just want you to know, you can't see that. She got a standing ovation out here. Let's just pray and thank God. We are so grateful, Lord, for your power, the power of your love, your mercy, and your grace. What seems impossible with man, your Spirit can do in our lives. You can set us free. You can make us clean. You can fill us with joy and with hope and with faith. You can help us through the struggles of life. You are our anchor and our hope. You created us, and only you knows our hearts and what we need and why we're even on this planet. And so, God, we thank you that you love us. And no matter what we've done or what we've said or what we've thought, your arms are open through Christ to bring us into your family, to redeem our lives, and to set our lives straight on the path to goodness and to just the wonder of being in your presence. We thank you for these people, and we thank you for our lives, and we worship you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.